Okay, so we'll continue now with Beis. Okay, starting with the dinim of Birkos Kohanim. So the Mechaber writes, Kol Kohen she'ein bo echad mehadvarim hamakvim. So any Kohen who doesn't have, as we're going to learn later on, things that would prevent them from going up in Duchenim. So im eina ol leduchen, they don't go up when they're called. Afal pi she'bitul mitzvos aseh achas, even though you didn't do one positive thing to do this, they go over b'shlosh aseh. So we'll see what... We're going to turn one into three. Imhaya, if you're in the shul when they get up to the point they call out kohanim, right? If they call them up to go up, or the kohanim come and wash his hands. So these are the cases where at that point you would over the positive asay we spoke about earlier. So the Mishmar is going to explain how one became three. That's all. That's base, right? Okay. So says the Mishmar in Sifkat and Zayin. Shame, I mean, any coin who doesn't have one of the things to prevent, meaning the guy could go up, he just is choosing not to. That's really what we're going to see, because later on we'll see that our valid reasons why a person wouldn't go up, he would not be over the assay. But right now, I mean, it's Dalit. But in Beis, he says like this. So you don't have anything, there's no reason not to. Kilakam simin zeh later on in this, it's a long simin, 45 si'ifim over here. Mivur harbi devarim hama'akfin lekohen la'alos leduchen. We're going to get a lot of reasons as to why a coin would not be allowed to go up. Okay, we'll get there. The yesh mehen shehen midraisa, lekam poiskim, yesh mehen shehen lechuli alma durabonim. So for whatever, whether it's a derisive to the Rabbanan reason, whatever thing, if the Kohen's not going to go up, okay, so he's not supposed to go up. Ayin Lekamen, Sif Katan, Yud Beis, okay, we'll get to those. But for any reason why he could have gone up and did not, that's when he's going to be over the Aseh. So the Ches says, no, it's over Bishlosh. What are they? Number one, V'hu Ko Sovarchu. This is the brach you should give. Number two, Amor Lahem. Number three, V'samu Es Shemi. Okay, so these are the three times it's mentioned in the Torah. Mikol Malkam, Iker Aseh Eina Ela Achas. Really, the main thing is that it's one Aseh you didn't do. V'hu Ko Sovarchu. Right, this is the bracha that the Kohanim should give to the Bnei Israel. Shenemar Beloshen Tzivui Levracha. This is what you should be doing. You're commanded to give the bracha, right? It's a bracha on making the bracha, but you didn't do it. So we're going to see now if a person is with, if there's tumah around, so this does not, this aseh does not negate the law. Vatan, the reason why it doesn't overpower it. There's two of them. What by the tumah? It's like it's more powerful. It's just again, if you put them on the side of the scale, you have the assay of Birkas Kohanim, but on the tumah you have an assay and a los assay. What is it? So lenefesh lo yitama. That's the positive. That, I'm sorry, that's the lav, right? Don't become tame. And also kadoshim yu. You should be holy. Okay, so those are the two. Lechein, therefore, since it's, we'll call it like 2 versus 1, right? It's more weighty, I guess, on that side of the scale. Afilu meis pitom achar shekvar omar shlechtir kohanim. You have a very interesting case over here. They called up kohanim, right? So at that moment, he should go up. Ah, and now, boom, right then, somebody passes away. God forbid. Dechal lehem amitzus aseh nitzis kapayim. So once he was called up to go, that's the point when they say kohanim. Afilu hachi tzrichin latzeis tekef. Achutza. Now he's been called out, but now that somebody in the shul passed away, so then he has to go outside. So he doesn't, even though he was called up, he doesn't go up to Duchen. The im hakohen eini yodeh mizeh, but he doesn't know. This is a fascinating question. When do you have to inform somebody of something that's wrong? When do you have to inform somebody that the Erev is down? When do you have to inform somebody that the Kohen's in a room where somebody just passed away? So again, he's going to take one point. He says, "Tzarech lahagilo." You have to tell him. If the Kohen didn't know that there's somebody there's a tumas mace, you have to tell him. Mihu, however, im hatuma bebeis bayis besamach lebeis hakinesis. So let's say you have a bayis, doesn't mean a house, means a room. You have a house next to the shul where the Kohen is in. The eshar, and it's possible listom hapsochim v'achalonos. You could close up all the doors, close up all the windows. Shul beis hakinesis. Osho base bias shamais sham. I mean, you have to be a bucky in Hilchos Tumah. You know how to make sure to prevent. You can block it though. You can do this. So again, this is an interesting case. You have the room next door. There's the dead body, and you have the kohen who's in the shul. I feel the know the law, and even if they know about it, ain't tzarech latzeis min ha'ad sheyigmor anasias kapayim. He doesn't have to go out yet until he could finish the birkas kohanim. Why? The nasias kapayim devar Torah. The Tuma Kazoo ain't Elamid Rabbanan. So not only do you have to be a bucky in knowing that how to close up the windows, you have to know this is only a Tuma de Rabbanan, it's not a Duraisa. So this knocks it down a notch. When it's a Tuma Duraisa, so then you have to assay in the Los Aseh, that beats out the one Aseh. Here, since it's a Drabanan, so then the other side wins, and Pirkos Kohanim happens. He leaves afterwards, but still you would do, meaning because there's still a lot for him to become Tommy, but then you become. However, Im Noda Lakohen Kodim Shinatal Yodav Lalois Laduchan, but this is before, you know, he's outside in the hallway, and they tell him, guess what just happened? You know, in the house next door, there was a Hatzalah call, so then, okay. This happened before he washed his hands. Tov Yosir, it's better, Sheyetze Tekef Hachutza, then he should go outside. Okay, well, you know, this is called, this one, sometimes you like to make these on the call decisions. This would be one of those, you know, a split second later, guy, what do you do?
So it doesn't matter that we just, in the previous, Mr. Bruch, I said it's really three essays.
So it's really one. It's really one. Okay. Yeah. No, we wouldn't stack the deck. No, it's really one.
But where it to be, how does that stack up?
If you would have three essays.
Against an essay and a less essay.
No, it's really only one. It's just an essay. It is an assay, right? Yeah. That's a good question. Okay. That was okay, Tess. So when they call up the Kohan, this is the point. Because they don't say you're not gonna go up. Dichsiv Amor Lahem. So I'm privileged. I get your cat Kohanim every morning. Right? So we're not by us, Ashka, we say what? We say Kohanim, right? They say Amor. And then the Kohanim go up. Umatargamin on the taich that is Kad Yemu Lahon. This is what you should say to them. Vehu kriyas kohanim. This is calling the kohanim she'anu omer. This is what we meaning us. We the Bnei Ashkenaz say kohanim. I in the kam sifkatan yud. Okay. V'kosam ogin avram davka she'oker ragla bavoda. This is where when they say ritzei, and we know that's when the kohanim start to walk up towards the front of the shul. Aval but im lo oker raglav ein rishoy la'alos. This is important halacha. I don't think people know this one. If they don't go up by ritzei, they can't go up afterwards. You have to go up at that point in time. Okay, did the kamam as if ches? We'll get to that later on. Va'af hachazan kor kohanim osha amar lo befeirish la'alos. They call him up or they tell the guy go up. Eina over ba'asei. Right. Va'eli rabba hevi b'shem teshuvas maharim mitz shemistapek b'zeh. Okay. Ve'ulai ba'oifin zeh mechuyv la'alos. Alkein yesh li zahir. Once you be careful. Shlolios az bebeisa kineses kadesh lo yavo lozeh. So the kohen should. You know this is what they do. They step out. If they're not going to go up, v'lov hachi yesh la'asos kein mishum shlo yomru olav shu pogum. I mean, if it would look a little strange. Good morning. It would look a little strange if you would have a kohen sitting in shul and all the rest of them are going up. So we would tell them for whatever reason. Again, this is talking about a kohen who's
got a legitimate excuse.
Right, he's got a legitimate excuse. Right. Demi yoda shlo oker raglav kitzas bavoda. They're not going to. Oh, this guy wasn't ready by ritzei. Okay, so they're not going to know. So we send him outside. Okay, we're up to sifkat and yud. Oh, im omrulov. They say zekai gam kein kishahay bebeisa kineses. The kohen is in shul. Velo kishah omrulov bechutz. Not when he's outside. Rak deba mechaber horos ploni. What's the mechaber teaching us? De ein nafgamina bedin. There's no practical difference in halacha. Bein tevas kohanim shikor hachazen bichlal bichol kohanim. Where they just, you know, they say kohanim for everyone else. Osha omelo befrat you, Rebbe Reb Reed, Mr. Katz, Mr. Rappaport, Mr. Cohen, go up, right? Oba masha omelo hashofech mayim litol yodov. Right, the Cohen's gonna. Sorry, not the Cohen. The lady's gonna wash his hands. To whom a rame is gamkein abirkas kohanim. That's the same thing. Well, I'm not washing your hands because I think I want you to go eat a sandwich now. I'm washing your hands because you got to go duchim. Kula michal emolam. All these things are considered to be called up to duchim. Vehu oivir ba'asei im eno ola. At any one of these things, when they call up, if you don't go up, that's when the asei is. So we're going to send the guy out. Vecholze mari gam kein fi das magin avram hanal kei de oker raglav ke avoda ba'avoda. That's what we mean. The same thing. You have to start walking up by ritzei. Avoda just means that section of shvon esrei. That's what it means here. The ein od bir halacha is a long bir halacha over here. Shibaranu od sham od divrei hamechaber kolil gam kein de im amar lo beveisa kineses kodim shagamar birkas ritzei dahay oz biyecholto la kol raglav lo rotzo to over baasei lechuli ama. If he could have gone up, but he doesn't, fine. Ein sham od b'mash kesavnu. So that's the basic thing. We see you have to go up when they did, and if you don't go up, you are over an asei. Gimel is short. Im olo pam achas b'yom zeh. If a kohen did go up once that day, shuv ein over afilu omrulo alei. So he does not have to go up every single time. Now he could. Let's say, many practical situations where it could be he davened by Hashkama Minyan, right? And now the main minyan is a Kohen, or he's walking home, and like the minyan, he's passing by on his walk home from shul, they didn't have a Kohen, say, can you come in and do him for us? So, nice, but not necessary. It's not, you mean you're over and I say every time, no, we'll see.
But now, like in Israel, days where there's Musaf, they do him twice.
That's also true, good. Mm-hmm. That's the discussion, the Achronim, following question. It's a machlokas, but what would be the din in the following interesting case? Dirsha brings this down. What if, for whatever reason, they were not Yotze the Shach, the Chazan messed up, and they'd have to do Chazor Sashat, and he davened in the first Shemona Esrei, but really no one was Yotze with that. So it's a machlokas, does he duchen again in the second Shemona? Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Yod Aleph. Shuv ain't over, he did it once, he's not over this Asay. Hayne I Isramile Tzibura Achrina, if another Tzibur needs him, that time, the reason why he's not over this, Kevin Shikavar Kiyam Mitzvah Zu, Beyom, Velochiavtu Torah Yotzer. The Torah only commanded to do it once a day. So you did it, you're Yotzer. You put on tefillin once a day, you're Yotzer. Mikomakom, Im Olapam Shenis, but if he does go up a second time, Tzarech Levarech Mitzchila HaBrach, you make the Brach again, you are doing the Mitzvah, Sheki Chom Tzav, Shal Aaron Betzivonim, the Al Koponim Osim Mitzvah. So again, like even if the Hashkal minion, let's say like a parallel minion on him, he could, but doesn't have to. Dal kishal kohanim einim rotzim la'alos l'duchen. If they don't want to go up, einam tzrichim lishos chutz lebeis mi beis hakneses el b'shash shikor hachazan kohanim. Then they should go out. They don't have. I'm sorry, this is backwards. They don't have to go out. Now again, the reason why he's not going up is not because he's there's something. It's because he's not allowed to alpi halacha. Aval kidei shelo yomer shehem pegumim, so that people shouldn't say, "Oh, the reason why this guy's not going up, he's a cholol, he's not allowed to." Nohagu the minig became, even though it's not required. Shelo likanes lebeisakanes is ad shigmar birkas kohanim. They wait outside, but really, technically speaking, he does not have to. He does not have to, as the Mishnah Berurah explains.
We're talking about again a case where he's already davened.
No. He doesn't want to go up. Let's look at Yud Beis. Kishkan einim rotzim kigon shehu cholos shechidome. He's sick. For whatever reason, he has a valid reason why he's not to. So this is different. In a case, the first case where he could, Beis was where he could, but he doesn't want to. This case is where he's really not allowed to. So when the reason you're not going up because not you don't want to, because the halacha says, the rabbanim say, you're not allowed to go up in this case. So that case, he does not have to step outside. But the minute he goes outside anyway.
So that the Cohen has laryngitis, let's say.
Very good. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah, I'm Mogin Avram, Shekosu B'Shem HaMordechai. If you're going to step out, then the kohen has to leave the shul before they get to Ritzei. The hatam, the reason why he has to go at this point, this guy's a cholol. That's why he's not going up. So then the leim should not pour water on them. Tell them to go. V'chosu ha-poiskim, da-psulim, la-alois, la-duchan, afil-psum, da-rabonon, ein-tzrichim, let's say, if the person's really paused, they do not have to step outside. K'shachazin kore kohanim, ein-kabonoso, al-psulim. He's not calling them up. V'hiskimu ma'oid, da-filu im-omru lo, b'feirish oleg. Rappaport, get up there. Oh, k'she'im be'beza k'neses rak p'sum. The only we have are these three kohanim. Each one of them is not allowed to go up. B'vadai k'vanas ha-shlich tzivah shekari kohanim hu aleihem. He certainly has them in mind. Afil hachi, nevertheless, ein tzrichin la'alois ve'einem oivrim ba'aseh. They're not violating the prohibition by not going up because they're not in the parasha. D'ha einem nimnoim mitzad atzman. They're not saying, oh, I could go up on that, but I'm choosing not to. No. Ela ha-hachamim menu osam. The chazal, the rabbi said, you're not allowed to. Yesh koach li'adam lasos kein, right? They can, the rabbana can tell you, they can be okay the requirement. Mikol malkum, nevertheless. If you don't have anyone else except for these who are disqualified at the rabbinic level, they should go outside before they get to Ritzei. Okay, Yud Gimel. Ela b'sha, roitlamis means memele ein chal aleihem shum chiyuv afilu kishi kansu acherkach kena b'sif beis. There's not a chiyuv whatsoever for them, even after they come back in. Yudal chaim pagum, because people are they step out, so people won't say that they are disqualified. Roitzalom, this means bnei grusha, the children of a woman who's divorced, uvnei chalutza, or a woman who is dad chalitza to her. So grusha is a psul, is a chalal deraisa, and a chalutza is a chalal on a rabbinic level. In the Dirshu 21, it brings v'shut shumas deshen. Shumakor hadin, this is the source of Ma'ur, she'ein kan chashash laz gomer, kevan Sha'akoponim olim heim lifrakim. Because they go up occasionally, so therefore, people are going to say, oh, for this reason, you know, they'll assume why this person did not go up at this particular time. Okay, that concludes today's shir.